The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Write this to the angel of the church in Sardis. The one who has the seven spirits and the seven stars says this to you. I know what you do. People say that you are alive, but really you are dead. Wake up. Make yourself stronger while you still have something left and before it dies completely. I have found that what you are doing is not good enough for my God. So do not forget what you have received and heard. Obey it. Change your hearts and lives. You must wake up, or I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. And you will not know when I will come. But you have a few there in Sardis who have kept themselves clean. They will walk with me. They will wear white clothes, because they are worthy. He who wins the victory will be dressed in white clothes like them. I will not take away his name from the book of life. I will say that he belongs to me, before my Father and before his angels. Everyone who has ears should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Write this to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. The one who is holy and true says this to you. He holds the key of David. When he opens something, it cannot be closed. And when he closes something, it cannot be opened. I know what you do. I have put an open door before you, and no one can close it. I know that you have a little strength, but you have followed my teaching. And you are not afraid to speak my name. Listen, there is a synagogue that belongs to Satan. Those in this synagogue say they are Jews, but they are liars. They are not true Jews. I will make them come before you and bow at your feet. They will know that I have loved you. You have followed my teaching about not giving up, so I will keep you from the time of trouble that will come to the whole world. This trouble will test those who live on earth. I am coming soon. Continue the way you are now. Then no one will take away your crown. I will make the one who wins the victory a pillar in the temple of my God. He will never have to leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God. This city is the New Jerusalem. It comes down out of heaven from my God. I will also write on him my new name. Every person who has ears should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Write this to the angel of the church in Laodicea. The Amen is the one who is the faithful and true witness. He is the ruler of all that God has made. He says this to you, I know what you do. You are not hot or cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. But you are only warm, not hot, not cold. So I am ready to spit you out of my mouth. You say you are rich. You think you have become wealthy and do not need anything. But you do not know that you are really miserable, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy gold from me, gold made pure in fire. Then you can be truly rich. Buy from me clothes that are white. Then you can cover your shameful nakedness. Buy from me medicine to put on your eyes. Then you can truly see. I correct and punish those whom I love. So be eager to do right. Change your hearts and lives. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he will eat with me. He who wins the victory will sit with me on my throne. It was the same with me. I won the victory and sat down with my Father on his throne. Everyone who has ears should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
After this, I looked. And there before me was an open door in heaven. And I heard the same voice that spoke to me before. It was the voice that sounded like a trumpet.
Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this.
Then the Spirit took control of me. There before me was a throne in heaven. Someone was sitting on the throne. The one who sat on the throne looked like precious stones, like jasper and carnelian. All around the throne was a rainbow, the color of an emerald. Around the throne there were 24 other thrones. There were 24 elders sitting on the 24 thrones. The elders were dressed in white, and they had golden crowns on their heads. Lightning flashes and noises of thunder came from the throne. Before the throne, there were seven lamps burning. These lamps are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was something that looked like a sea of glass. It was clear like crystal. Around the throne, on each side, there were four living things. These living things had eyes all over them, in front and in back. The first living thing was like a lion. The second was like a calf. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of these four living things had six wings. The living things were covered all over with eyes, inside and out. Day and night, they never stop saying,
"Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God all-powerful. He was, he is, and he is coming."
These living things give glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne. He is the one who lives forever and ever. And every time the living things do this, the 24 elders bow down before the one who sits on the throne. The elders worship him who lives forever and ever. They put their crowns down before the throne.
O Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. You made all things. Everything existed and was made because you wanted it.
Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. The scroll had writing on both sides. It was kept closed with seven seals. And I saw a powerful angel. He called in a loud voice,
"Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?"
But there was no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth who could open the scroll or look inside it. I cried and cried because there was no one who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. But one of the elders said to me,
"Do not cry. The lion from the tribe of Judah has won the victory. He is David's descendant. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals."
Then I saw a lamb standing in the center of the throne with the four living things around it. The elders were also around the lamb. The lamb looked as if he had been killed. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These are the seven spirits of God that were sent into all the world. The lamb came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. After he took the scroll, the four living things and the 24 elders bowed down before the lamb. Each one of them had a harp. Also, they were holding golden bowls full of incense. These bowls of incense are the prayers of God's holy people. And they all sang a new song to the Lamb.
"You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were killed, and with the blood of your death, you bought men for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You made them to be a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will rule on the earth."
Then I looked, and I heard the voices of many angels. The angels were around the throne, the four living things, and the elders. There were thousands and thousands of angels, There were 10,000 times 10,000. The angel said in a loud voice,
"The Lamb who was killed is worthy to receive power, wealth, wisdom and strength, honor, glory and praise."
Then I heard every living thing in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. I heard everything in all these places saying,
"All praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
The four living things said,
"Amen."
And the elders bowed down and worshipped. Then I watched while the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. I heard one of the four living things speak with a voice like thunder.
"Come."
I looked, and there before me was a white horse. The rider on the horse held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out, defeating the enemy. He rode out to win the victory. The Lamb opened the second seal. Then I heard the second living thing say,
"Come."
Then another horse came out. This was a red horse. Its rider was given power to take away peace from the earth. He was given power to make people kill each other, and he was given a big sword. The Lamb opened the third seal. Then I heard the third living thing say,
"Come."
I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider held a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard something that sounded like a voice. It came from where the four living things were.
"A quart of wheat for a day's pay, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's pay. And do not damage the olive oil and wine."
The Lamb opened the fourth seal. Then I heard the voice of the fourth living thing say,
"Come."
I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death. Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth. They were given power to kill people by war, by starving them, by disease, and by the wild animals of the earth. The Lamb opened the fifth seal. Then I saw some souls under the altar. They were the souls of those who had been killed because they were faithful to God's message and to the truth they had received. These souls shouted in a loud voice,
"Holy and true Lord, how long until you judge the people of the earth and punish them for killing us?"
Then each of these souls was given a white robe. They were told to wait a short time longer. There were still some of their brothers in the service of Christ who must be killed as they were. They were told to wait until all of this killing was finished. Then I watched while the Lamb opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun became black, like rough black cloth. The full moon became red like blood. The stars in the sky fell to the earth like figs falling from a fig tree when the wind blows. The sky disappeared. It was rolled up like a scroll. And every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then all people hid in caves and behind the rocks on the mountains. There were the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the rich people, and the powerful people. Everyone, slave and free, hid himself. They called to the mountains and the rocks,
"Fall on us! Hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne!
Hide us from the anger of the Lamb! The great day for their anger has come. Who can stand against it?"
After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. The angels were holding the four winds of the earth. They were stopping the wind from blowing on the land, or on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming from the east. This angel had the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels. These were the four angels that God had given power to harm the earth and the sea. he said to the four angels,
"Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees before we put the sign on the people who serve our God. We must put the sign on their foreheads."
Then I heard how many people were marked with the sign. There were 144,000. They were from every tribe of the people of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were marked with the sign. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. Then I looked, and there was a great number of people. There were so many people that no one could count them. They were from every nation, tribe, people, and language of the earth. They were all standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They wore white robes and had palm branches in their hands. They were shouting in a loud voice,
"Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
The elders and the four living things were there. All the angels were standing around them and the throne. The angels bowed down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God.
Amen. Praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Then one of the elders asked me,
"Who are these people in white robes? Where did they come from?"
I answered, "You know who they are, sir."
"These are the people who have come out of the great suffering. They have washed their robes with the blood of the Lamb. Now they are clean and white, and they are before the throne of God. They worship God day and night in His temple, and the one who sits on the throne will protect them. Those people will never be hungry again. They will never be thirsty again. The sun will not hurt them. No heat will burn them. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of water that give life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.